You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Go easy. We're starting out that way. I guess it's, we don't have any of the secret.
No, we're good.
Happy Tuesday. Okay, good.
We're good.
Go. Go much. Go eat. Okay. Hi, everyone. Happy Taco Tuesday. Welcome to LA Talk Radio and Go East. Woo! Go Financial Woo. Markets. Woo! Yeah, we're really excited right now. We hit 10 of our targets that we called out last Tuesday, just so y'all know. We hit 10 ETH targets that we called out. So we've been predicting ETH and cycles for the last 2 years live on the radio show, in our holder chat, in our X, in our Telegram. Basically, that's what the bots do. It takes predictive models, compiles all the data, and then does predictive modeling based off of that, off of my algos that I built out. And so we are able to predict ETH based on that too, because it takes a lot of factors. Most people will just watch a chart and they'll watch like a 1 minute, 3 minute, 5 minute chart and then use TA. And then they try and, you know, decide if the market's going to go up or down. We do predictive models at 1, 2, 3 months in advance and target dates that the financial markets will move and target what they will hit. And so we've been doing ETH. If you listen to all of our episodes and track ETH based on what we've predicted, we've hit for the last 2 years, I think I was off like one time, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah, we confirm every week to see what we hit, but we hit the numbers so far. And then I have more numbers to give y'all for the next 7 days, up to February 5th. And then our outcome on hitting all-time highs and beyond that also. We're going to put that into the episode this time. So make sure you stay tuned and listen. By the way, I'm Elizabeth Powell. I have a master's in finance background in day trading. I traded stocks, options, futures, and bonds, crypto. I've been in crypto since 2016, AI since 2019. I have over 300 AI bots now. We created predictive modeling over 3 years ago before anybody else started doing predictive modeling, and now that's like the trend.
Right.
But our bots did predictive modeling 3 years ago on the algos because I was a caller and an analyst and economist, and I would predict what the markets were going to do in the bonds, financial, stock markets, and then applied it to crypto and also in NFTs too. And so I started calling out plays because I would look at, there's different indicators and variables, and if you compound those and you check off those boxes, you can predict what something's going to do. And usually you can predict what it's going to hit, where the resistance at in the future, what it's going to happen to it. And then we've combined it into the bots. But a lot of the ETH calls, I can look at a chart now because I've been trading long enough. I can look at a chart and just predict based off of looking at a chart and then hit targets. And so we've hit 10 of our targets last Tuesday, and everybody thought, you know, end of the year, sky is falling. We also said that ETH was going to fall at the end of the year between 2,900 and 32. Like almost a month ago, it hit 2950 was our close, around 2950. Last week, end of the year, we said that the market was going to hold stable because most people are profitable and they're not going to sell off their portfolio. That happened. We were stable, 2950. We said after the first of the year, after the holiday volume comes back, our first run-up was on Friday, and then we had other run-ups yesterday and today. We hit 10 targets so far. And we went from, we went up 10% in a week.
10 targets, so, 10%.
10%, you guys. So most stock markets on a 30-year average, if you invest in the stock market, makes 8 to 12% annually. We did 10% in 7 days. So if you listen to the show, if you bought, like when we were bottomed out on April 8th, and we were bottomed out and you, it went to its all-time high, which we caught in August 27th, which is just in 4 months, it almost 400%. It went up 358% on our bottom to our all-time high. So that's 400%, right? It's not 4%, it's 400%. So a $1,000 investment could return $4,000, basically.
Right.
And we're doing like small numbers so y'all can understand. Like, there's people that are listening and people that we consult with that are, you know, throwing millions of dollars into the market, which moves markets greatly. But when you're a first time and new investor, you only want to start with $10 just so you can get a feel for what it does first. And then you don't have that emotion come into play because you want to watch the markets. And crypto is very volatile. And we talk about live trading. We talk about live markets. Like today, we'll talk about what the market's doing now and what we anticipate it's going to do in the next 7 to 30 days and 60 days, 90 days, 120 days out. Most people that are reporting on crypto markets are giving you past information on what the markets did 4 weeks to 8 weeks ago. So if you read a blog or watch somebody's YouTube or listen to somebody talking about crypto, they're talking about past performance. They're not talking about predictive modeling in the future. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. Take a shot. That's an inside joke.
I did. I took a shot.
Okay,
of water.
Shot of water. Oh, we're doing shots of water here. I have no voice, so I'm drinking a lot of water tonight. But the thing is like, you guys have to understand when you're investing and you invest in like volatility and high risk, there's also high reward. And then you also want to make sure that you're not throwing your, you know, your primary bill money goes for your primary bills. When you trade high risk, high reward, you want to make sure you use discretionary money, that like loose change in your pocket, your pizza money, your coffee money, $10 here and there, just so you can see and you can get a feel for it. And then when you understand what you're doing, then you can make smaller increments on investing or holding long term. This, I'm very optimistic long term on crypto, especially with the crypto laws and the direction that everything's going in. You can invest long term if you're not flipping day to day, if you're not flipping monthly or, you know, weekly. You can invest, you know, $10 every week, you know, for like the next 5 years, and you're going to be up. Do your own research, not financial advice. But dollar cost averaging, holding long term, very optimistic. But we like to talk about prices and price movements and prediction because that's what I do. That's how I trade. That's how we trade. We trade on, you know, like the 1 minute, 3 minute, 5 minute, 1 week out, 1 month out, annual out, and then looking at all time highs and lows. And finding out based on what's going on in the markets and the economy and politics and all that fun stuff.
The long list that never ends.
And we did have a wild card. And last week I said, if there's a wild card, we had a wild card, but it didn't affect the crypto markets negatively at all, which was great. So we always have those wild cards. So we take in consideration everything, and then the outlier, the unexpected events that come in can have an effect on the market, but it didn't have a negative effect on the market at all. And actually, a lot of people are optimistic about it. You know, there's
yeah.
I'm not going to go into conversation on that because we focus on the market, but we take into consideration everything that's going on in the world and in the crypto and the financial markets, and then combine that and then predict based off of that information. And so we also look at cycles, and we're coming up on our next up cycle, which is February 5th. And a precursor to the up cycle will always have movement and catch up. An up cycle means it's going to run and potentially break some more all-time highs, but we'll be on an upward trend, and I'll go over that in a few minutes also. But let me take a sip of water. So
a little water break.
I have a voice, or else I'll be squawking here in a minute. You're like, what did she say? But 1 second.
Yep, water break. We've already taken about 2 to 3 water shots since we started. So my voice is nice and fresh still. Been hydrating so far.
And I lost my water bottle. I think I've lost 3 water bottles in the last like less than a month, probably 3 weeks.
Oh my God.
Well, I've lost 3 water bottles
everywhere.
I know. So now I have a, like, I'm not being eco-friendly right now because I lost my water bottle. So I have like a water bottle that's not eco-friendly, but hey, I'll get my other water bottle again soon. It's so funny.
It's temporary.
It's so funny. It's like they become part of my life and then they go missing. No, so anyway, if you know me, you know I have my water bottles, especially for talking so much. I need my sips of water. So let's talk about some of the numbers that we called out last week. If you want to read off those ones. So these are the numbers that we called off last Tuesday. When we called it off, I think we were at 29.75.
Yeah.
Because on the show, we were at 29.75. We actually ran up during the show, too. So we were actually starting at like 29.50 and hit 29.75 during the show.
Right. Okay.
So name the ones that we called off last week and then what targets we hit so far.
All right. So last week we called off ETH hitting. It started off at 29.50. By the end of the show, it was at 29.75. We called it hitting 30.40, 30.53. 30.55, 31.28, 31.57, 31.90, 32.00, 32.45, 33.02, 33.10, 33.28.
Wait, hold on. So we hit 10 of those so far. Yeah, we hit 10 targets so far. And then also, when we were doing the show, we said that it's going to be quiet until after the holiday, which is the first.
Yep.
And when people come back from the holidays, we get volume, which is the second. So second, we hit on the second, we hit what target?
31.50. We hit 31.50 on the second.
So that went up 200 points, y'all. Okay. And then the next up was, I think on...
We had a Sunday, we hit 32.20.
Okay. So it ranged a little bit.
A little bit. And then Monday the 5th, we hit 32.65.
Yesterday.
That's yesterday. And then today we hit 33.09.
Right. So you guys, we said the volume was going to come back after the 1st. It hit on Friday. And then I also said it was going to come back Monday and Tuesday after the holiday. And we hit yesterday and today.
Right.
Now, we're not done. So this is just the first 10 targets that we hit so far. And we hit them all in less than 7 days.
Right.
we went up 7% on the first day that we said we were going to run. So we went up 7% on the very first day back. And then we've gone up 10% total so far and hit 10 targets. We still have more targets to go. Now our predictions have changed because once you hit your targets, then you reevaluate the numbers again, and then you have new numbers and new ranges that you go into. And so the main reason that the market is moving is because of the cycles, what's happening on announcements that are coming out, the Fed meeting, CPI coming out, the end of a holiday, the start of a new year. So there's a lot of factors that come into play that's going to move a market. And so if you're just watching a chart, you're not going to be able to see that. You're not going to be able to understand of like why ETH is running. Everyone is like, they don't know when ETH has a pullback or profit taking, what's happening. And if ETH starts to run, they're like, oh, it's running. I don't know why, but it's running, you know. And then when ETH has a pullback on profit taking, they're like, the sky is falling, but the sky isn't falling. It's just a profit taking and pullback. And then it bounces and it goes back up. And so we're still on an upward trajectory right now. We're in an upward trend. We do have someone out there that keeps profit taking right at a certain number.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you that number that we want. But the thing that they don't know is that we're ready to break through that number, and they keep profit taking at that number where it's about ready to break through it, and so they're like taking their profit too early. So we've increased our range now also. So our range is now 31.28. Hold on, I have to look at my notes. Most of the stuff I usually go off of memory, but when I go off of memory and I do it on the show, I sometimes say the wrong thing.
Sometimes we say a number that's a couple thousand too low or something.
Right? Back in the year 1690, I'm really predicting into the future, but
so, into the past too. Oh my god!
Right. So we have, hold on, let me go back here. I'm looking at old notes. Dun, dun, dun. The range. Okay, so our new range now is 3128 to 3678. That's our new range. And that will get updated based on when we hit more targets. And so, like we said, we hit 3150 on Friday, 3220 on Sunday, 3265 on Monday, and today, 3309. And then we've hit almost the 3300, touched it three times so far, and it's ready to break out. So we have our next targets now also. Now let me go into here.
Back to my notes.
I'm not going to do the long ones, just the short ones. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So here's the optimism. I'll tell you what's going on in the market and why it's affecting it and why I'm optimistic. We go through cycles. And when I said it last time, I have to clarify the years now because we're in 2026. Oh, by the way, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone. Oh, my goodness,
right? So it was like New Year's Eve. Okay, so Happy New Year officially, y'all. Happy 2026. It feels like it was just yesterday, but, you know, we're in 2026 now. So Happy New Year's, y'all. So here's to a great financial, prosperous, educated, informed, exciting year. And hopefully you all get to try out new things and new investments. So here we go. Cheers. So we have some new numbers. Oh, maybe I should like wait on the numbers.
Oh, let's wait. We should wait for the numbers.
Yeah, we waited till last time until the end to tell you the numbers. We'll tell you some numbers on the targets we're going to hit. And then this is what's happening in the markets right now. So January 9th, we have employment coming out. That's in 3 days.
Yep.
Thought we had another one come out, say the 6th or the 7th. We have another one coming out tomorrow, too.
The 7th? There is a localized one.
Yeah. So we have a number coming out tomorrow, and then we have one coming out on the 9th. The 13th, we have CPI coming out for December's. And don't forget, December was, it gets adjusted for the holidays. And so the numbers will be a little bit different, but it gets adjusted for the holidays. So January 13th, we have CPI coming out. Now, the Fed is meeting the end of this month, and that's January 28th, 27th and 28th.
Yep.
And so the consensus is there's not going to be a rate cut. If there is a quarter rate cut, the market will rally heavily. If they anticipate a hint of a rate cut, we rally heavily 2 to 3 weeks in advance. Right now, the consensus is they're not going to be a rate cut, but we also are waiting for CPI numbers to come out and employment numbers to come out, too. So if those favor a rate cut, that means there'll be a big rally in the market. And then the Fed meets the 27th and 28th and announces on the rate cut. The crypto markets are affected by CPI and employment and the Fed.
Right.
So the other stuff isn't affected as greatly in crypto because crypto is global. So like some of the other numbers don't affect it as much as it may affect the stock market, but it doesn't affect crypto. Those are the ones that affect crypto, and they've been favorable for crypto. And so we also have, let me go to here. We have a February 6th date. Okay, so February 6th date, we have our January employment. And then February 11th, we have another CPI. The Fed doesn't meet again until March. And I think it's March 17th and 18th, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
So the Fed meets January 28th, and then they don't meet again for another 45 days. Right now, the consensus is there's not going to be a rate cut. But that does not mean that markets are not going to move upward trend right now, even if they don't do a rate cut. Like, so if the consensus is the Fed's not going to do a rate cut, but the market's still going to move upward. Do your own research, not financial advice. And then the Fed meets again for the 17th and 18th. Now, if CPI comes out favorable for the markets or employment comes out favorable for the markets, we'll have a rally in the market because then they'll anticipate potential rate cuts. If they have a hint that the Fed may do a rate cut, we're going to have a rally in the market also. And then if the Fed does do a rate cut when they didn't think there was going to be one, we'll have a rally in the market also. Now, that's just going on numbers coming out and what's going on in the economy and what's going on the books, right? On the calendar. But the other thing to consider, that's just part of it, right? These are just like three to four variables that predict a market. The other thing is we have cycles, and we have cycles in crypto. And now I'm going to give you the dates because here's the 2026 thing. So our first cycle was in 2024, August 5th, 2024 to November 5th, 2024, we had a down cycle. And then our next up cycle was November 5th, 2024 to February 5th, 2025. That was an up cycle. Now we had the next down cycle was last year, February 5th to May 5th was a down cycle. That also one of the causes also were the tariffs, but it was in coincided with our cycles. So last year, February 5th to May 5th was a down cycle. And then we predicted in March and in April that our up cycle would be May 5th, and the market in crypto rallied May 8th. We had our up cycle, and then we hit an all-time high in August, which is just 4 months later. We hit an all-time high on ETH, and we were on that up cycle. So last year, May 5th to August 5th was an up cycle. We had back-to-back up cycles. Then we had an August 5th to November 5th up cycle. So that was two up cycles in a row. We hit an all-time high in August, and we hit another all-time high in October of last year. And those all-time highs, October was, I'm going off of my head again, was like 49.55. And then I
I'll
think
double check
August
that.
was 46. It was like 46 and 4600 and change. And then we hit, wait, no, I'm going off of memory and I should really look.
August was 49.63.
August was?
Yep.
Okay.
August 24th was 49.63. October 7th, we hit an all-time high, and same with just October 7th, we hit an all-time high of it wasn't an all-time high total. It was 47.52 in October.
Okay, so August we hit 49.55, and then October was another up. So we hit 47 and change. But we broke. Okay, so back to the cycle. So it was May 5th to August 5th was an up cycle. I'm sorry, May 5th to August 5th was an up cycle. August 5th to November 5th was an up cycle. And then our down cycle, which is a sidewards moving also, so it's range trading and a down cycle, but we've been moving sidewards, was November 5th to February 5th. So that comes up to the date that we're coming up to right now. And usually 2 weeks before the next up cycle, we start to see movement, which is right now. So we're 2 weeks out from our, we're pretty close to 2 weeks out from our next up cycle. So again, do your own research, not financial advice, but I anticipate our upcycle, and I've been saying this for a bit, that it's going to start February 5th. And we usually start to have movement, which we've had right now. And we start to have movement mid-month, and then we start to have movement end of month, and then February 5th, we start our cycle. And then I anticipate February 5th to May 5th is going to be our upcycle in ETH and crypto markets. I anticipate that we're going to have two all-time highs in 2026. Predictive probably in March and predictive probably close to June. But again, do your own research, not financial advice. That's why I'm saying now, and I'll adjust my predictions as we get closer to the dates, but that's where I'm seeing it go this cycle. And I see positive and optimism, long-term hold in crypto. At least out to June or July of this year for sure. And optimism, long-term hold. Of course, we're going to range trade like in, but future too. I see optimism for crypto. But again, do your own research, not financial advice. This is just me looking at all the factors and cycles and economics and crypto laws and politics and people's emotions
I think that might be the biggest one.
and who's in the market and you know what's going on and if they saw a blue Jeep or not. No, I'm just kidding.
How many Jeeps have you seen since?
By the way, I've probably seen like 25 Jeeps in the last 7 days. So I have to change what I'm gonna look for now because I'm seeing Jeeps everywhere. But we have to think of something else fun to look for besides Jeeps, but I like Jeeps. So that's that part of it. And that's why when we do predictive analysis, we have different factors that come into play. And when they check off those boxes, then we anticipate what is going to hit. But then we also can look at charts and like I can look at a chart and see what targets we're going to hit and when we anticipate those targets will hit. So right now we're floating at 3250. So we're again, I said our range is what did I say our range is?
Our range is 3128 to 3678 right now.
Right. And so the key breakouts, I don't know if I told it on LA Talk, but I told it in our holder chat. So we have private trading groups that we give predictions on ETH and meme coins. And so our key target was 3150, 3250, and then I think it's 3347 and 3447 are key numbers. And so when we say a key number, what it does is it usually hovers around that number. It breaks through it. It has a pullback and then it breaks through it again. So those are our like key numbers that we want to break through, which we have. We broke through the first two, so the 3150 and the 3250. And then we're having a little bit of resistance at the 3295, but it's ready to break through that one also. And then I'll give my numbers on what we anticipate it hitting
Closer to
closer
the
to the end of the show. Yes.
end.
So y'all have to listen to me talk about blue Jeeps. No, I'm just kidding. Water break, water break, water
Water
break.
break. But last week we did say that there's everyone at the beginning of the new year, they set their resolutions, and there's always the one thing that people start to do, and it's going to the gym. And it's setting the start for 2026 for the new year, right? And we can talk about that and how everyone has their resolutions. And the first day of the new year, everyone packs the gyms, and the gyms get the most volume and all the memberships, right?
Yes. I used to work in gyms, so I know.
You have
Yes,
experience with the rush.
I do. I do. Oh, this is what I wanted to say. So when we were giving predictions on ETH and the crypto markets and what ETH targets were, we also said meme coins were going to come back to life Monday and Tuesday, and we had a crazy run up on Monday on our ETH bots.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of X's come through. So when the market is like range trading and there's volume in the market, we have pretty good numbers that come out on meme coins launching. So what our bots catch on that too, we catch they're called meme coins or what are some other names for meme coins?
Microcaps is what we've called them that before,
Microcaps, right? Which
or
are
crypto IPOs.
Right. So they're basically an IPO for a business, but is a tokenized asset, and people will launch them, or devs will launch them, or teams will launch them based on what they're doing. If they have a utility or an AI or just a meme, that's where the name originally came from. It was just like a cartoon character and it was attached to a token, and then they would launch it. And then now they have like real world assets, can't talk. AI, you know, utilities, which we have utility tokens. So if you hold our token, stake our token, or relinquish it, you get access to these bots that we've been talking about that we've built out for 3 years. And then 3 years on AI Signal, 2 years on AI Base, and 3 to 4 months on Base. I'm sorry, BSC, which is BNB. We have predictive bots that we built out on those too. But like if you own the token and you relinquish it, like you pay with the token or you stake it where it's locked up, you get access to the utility, which is these bots that are predictive models. And so, like we said, we built these out, the algos over 4 years ago and the bots over 3 years ago, but they've been catching, like the low entry on predictive what they take 85 different indicators and variables. And then if those check off the boxes, they say this token has a high probability that it's going to run. So it's based off of probability statistics, predictive modeling, different indicators and variables and factors that would make a token run. Plus, now they're able to read contracts because we have over 600 million points of data that it scans the contract and then it determines if it's a pass or fail on our auto buys. So we also said last week that meme coins were going to start to run, and yesterday they went crazy again.
They
So
did.
we did have like a lull or a lag in the market because people were kind of sitting on the sidelines waiting for December to get over and see what was going to happen. So a lot of people weren't trading in meme coins, they weren't trading in crypto. In fact, like options in the perpetual market was down, like everything was like people weren't actively trading, they were kind of like sitting on the sidelines waiting. But again, we said, the sixth and the seventh, we're going to have the market come back, and we came back a lot. So if you want to just read off a couple of the top 10 or 20 that we caught, how many? Like we caught like over,
Oh, at least 50, at least minimum.
yes, 50. So this is like what the bot does is it scans 50,000 tokens and narrows it down to the top 100 to 200. And it finds the lowest entry, which is usually like a 1K to a 6K market cap. And then if you buy that low to get a 2X, it only has to go to a 2K or a 12K market cap, which is nothing. Like that can do with somebody sneezing, or, like it's really easy to do it. So we find it low, but we want to make sure that they're safe. And so what we found, like we'll get like 100 to 200 tokens. And out of that bunch, just yesterday alone, we had like over 50 that were higher than a 25 or
Oh,
30x.
we had higher than that too.
No,
We
yeah. So the
go and there was at least 20 to 50 over 20. Yes. There's
yeah.
at least 100 to 200 over a 10. So that's
Right.
that, those numbers, if you were to look in a regular market, those are unheard of. We saw
And they
4x
all
on
hit,
ETH.
within 2 to 4 hours. You don't have to sit on them to trade. They hit right away.
Right.
I mean, maybe they took 24 hours, which is, most tokens hit right away. But
Exactly.
what were the top 10 to 20? What were the X's on those?
Let's go. So we had an 833x on US Pepe. We had 129x on Bog, 138x on Cash, 62x on WOM, 129x on Meow, 227x on on a different cache. And this is another thing that we catch is different tokens. They have the same name, but different tokens in general. So if I say the same name twice, it's a completely different token, different contract address, which is what they go by. We have Hawk 322x. We have Dogen 148x. Mellow 104x. Cami 118x. 420 69 60x. Another Cash 87x. Charlie 62x. Kylo 86x. A USA token 78x. The list goes on. I could keep going. Dusty 90x.
Right, so these were all just yesterday,
Yep.
right? They were
These are
all the
just
tokens
yesterday's.
that these were just the tokens we caught yesterday alone, just yesterday. So think of it this way: what the bots are is they're predictive models that find the lowest entry, the highest potential probability return with utilizing statistics, and then also scanning the tokens and then finding those tokens. So we're doing predictive AI to find them, and we've been doing this for 3 to 4 years. So all think of all these other type of platforms coming out that are predictive platforms. We've been doing it for 3 to 4 years, but we've been doing it on meme coins. And it's also applied in other genres like other businesses that I have, but the main focus that we've been doing is on meme coins, and we have data backdated for 2 to 3 years on what each day hit and how many tokens it hit and what the ROIs were and the X's. And so, like, think about it. If you have that source, you don't have to watch 50,000 tokens. It's finding it for you. It's like having the cheat code to all the other predictive models. So like most people will go onto a predictive platform and they'll either pick a yes or no. They'll say, yes, I think this is going to happen, or no, I don't think this is going to happen. That's what the other predictive models are. Ours
Right.
is telling you which ones are all yeses. So our bots tell you yeses to all of them. And if you do the 100 to 200, maybe you'll have like 10 to 20% that don't pass, but you still will catch at least a two on them. So like if you entered into a trade on a predictive bot and you bought with $10, and as soon as it hit the 2x, you exit out and take out 50%, pocket the money, you can trade on the same money over and over again. So like all the predictive models that are out there right now that are predictive platforms are just people inputting data and then them saying that based on this data on a consensus of the population, they're saying this is going to happen. Well, our bots aren't dependent on people or emotion. They're dependent on probability, statistics, and data. And they screen out all the information and then combine the variables and factors and indicators and then choose based off of the highest probability that it's going to succeed. So it's not dependent on the mass population, can't talk, population saying, yes, that's good, or no, that's bad. It is based off of statistics, data, information, 4 years, 600 million, and then screening it out to the top 100 or 200, and using 85 different indication and variables on the predictive modeling to pick and choose which ones have the best, highest probability that it's going to be successful. And then a system and strategy is built in that you can exit out as soon as it hits a two, profit take your initial investment and then ride for free because the system and strategy is built in too. Where if you're using an outside third party predictive platform, you're dependent on the population consensus and then you can't profit take out and keep it running on your money. You either win or you lose. On here, you can take out your initial investment and then keep the rest in and let it run. So like hypothetically, if I went to another predictive platform and they have a thing saying if the Eagles are going to win, it'll say the Eagles are going to win, yes or no. And then the odds would be like 70% yes and 30% no. And then I would bet 70%, or I would, they have another word for it now because it's US based. I would say yes, 70%. I think it's favorable. So I put in my dollar or whatever I'm betting or
Right.
putting in, $10. And if they win, then I win. If they lose, my money's wiped out. I go zero. If you're trading and investing in tokens, you're investing in an asset. And as soon as it doubles in its money, you take out your 50%, pocket it, and then you ride the investment. So it's on an investment, but it's a meme coin, which is clarified on whatever country you are, whatever type of asset this is. It's, I believe, real property in the States. Do your own research, not financial advice. But what our bots do are predictive analysis combined with probability and statistics and data for 4 years. And then finds the ones for you that has the highest probability that they're going to run. And then we have one that will trade for you too. So it'll buy it as soon as it's notified and exit and take your profit out for you. So you don't have to watch charts all day. So now that you all like have finally heard the buzzwords, now that people are doing other platforms similar, we've been doing it for 4 years. That's what we do. And that's why we have predictive, we've been predicting ETH, we've been predicting crypto markets, financial markets, cycles, what's going to happen using wild cards as an outside outlier, you know, predictive on when meme coins are going to run again, when volume comes back into the market. And then that's why we're able to find the low entries. And we have tokens that if you know, have a subscription, you get access to the bots. If you have if you buy in on the tokens and you stake them or relinquish your token, you get access to the bots. So you can try them out and see them and see what they do. And now a lot of people are trying to build predictive bots for the predictive platform. So we've already built out the predictive bots, the platform and the trader and the system and the strategy and all the data and collected all the data. So, and ours are tied to meme coins. We have other business models it's attached to too, but our focus right now, what we've been telling you about, has been on meme coins.
Right.
But let's give some numbers because we're getting close to the end.
Yes. Yes.
So again, our key dates, right? We have the 7th and the 9th of this month. We have the CPI coming out, I think, on the 13th. We have the Fed meeting on the 28th. So usually 2 weeks to 3 weeks before the Fed meets, we start to have movement in the market, which we already started to have. The key dates, if they come out favorable, we'll move the market also. But based on our target of February 5th as of the up cycle, we start to have movement now. And so we are already hitting our targets now. And then our next numbers, I'm going to give you all a couple numbers out so we can hit for next week. Again, our range is 3128 to 3688. Right now we're sitting at 3250-ish.
3262 right now. We're moving
okay,
up.
Okay, so we're up. So our targets. Let's see. I don't want to give you all the future ones. We have future ones too. So I'm going to give you, we anticipate hitting two all-time highs this year. That means it's going to break out of the 49.55 twice this year. That gives you a potential of like a 1.5x up. So think about that. Our new numbers, we have 33.39. I think we have some other numbers, but these are the big ones. Where's our ones from Telegram?
Oh, yeah, they're in TGI. I also have them ready if you want me to start.
Let me go into those. So, drum roll, please.
I'm ready with it whenever.
Right? Do we have a drum roll before? So, I pinned it.
Aha.
Okay, so we have 3318, 3327, 3347, 3357, 3447. Those are just probably within the next 7 days for sure.
Oh yeah, we've already hit a few of them too.
Yeah, so we're gonna break. We're gonna break the 3350. That's our next key target. So those will bring us up to that. Now, then we have 3475. And we jump to 3582, and we jump to 3630, and then we jump to 3709, then we jump to 3743. And this is why I'm saying February 5th is going to be an up cycle. Because we've already passed our targets, and then our targets jump. They don't just move in like increments of 10 to 25. They jump in increments of 50 to 100 potentially. And again, our all-time high is like 49.55, 49.63. We'll probably hit that either twice. And in 2026, we'll break it twice. And then close to somewhere in March, I anticipate, will be our first break of all-time high. Doing research, not financial advice. But we should hit those targets. We hit 10 of our targets that we called out last week. We should hit at least another 10 this week. And then when we get closer to February 5th, we're going to be breaking out in like the 34, 35, 36, 37 range, February 5th up. But do your research, not financial advice. This is what predictive modeling does. This is what lots of research does. This is what taking an analyst of everything and looking at charts and trading crazy.
Right. And then go ETH.
So I know this was like a heavy market segment, but Of course, I'm traveling again, so it makes me very happy. I get to look outside and see palm trees and blue water always. And my predictive modeling also finds lowest trouble in the third world. It's like it becomes a challenge, a game to me. So, yeah, I've had a blast last year. A recap, I did Hawaii for a month, a studio walking distance to the ocean in Kona for $300 a week. I did Miami North Beach during Art Basel.
When
The
there
first
were
week
places
was
for $26,000 plus.
right when all the hotels around me were at minimum of like 750 a night to 35,000 a night. Like the four hotels in my surrounding area were that much. I got the whole entire week for, I think it was 3.25 for the first week and 100.25 for the second week. My flights, $100 first class from Vegas to Miami. Oh, wait, no, it was to Orlando on that one. I did Miami to the Bahamas, $100 first class. I've done the Caribbean. I did Aruba, one bedroom, ocean view, pool view for 300 a week. I did. Where else was I? St. Martin, one bedroom, oceanfront, 300 a week.
Oh my.
Where were my most recent ones? I've been traveling too much. So, and then so we did.
Oh,
Oh, I
you're on the
did a
water for a
cruise.
little
I did
too.
two cruises. Cruises. I had a balcony oceanfront for just. I just paid the taxes. They gave me all my drinks, $400 in free play, a $200 shipboard credit, a balcony ocean view for, I think it was $199 or $300 for the whole entire week. That's all I had to pay. And they
Oh
gave me
my.
drinks. And then, yeah, so like I find arbitrage or I find deals with AI predictive modeling, right? That's what we
Right.
do.
It can
So,
be
and
used
then we
everywhere,
do,
right?
yeah, we do it. I did it in real estate and businesses and the financial markets and crypto and travel. Like you can apply it in everything if you know what data to input to get good output. We always talk about good input gives you good output, bad input gives you bad output, right? So we don't chase trends or guess outcomes. We study systems, markets, technology, behavior, and look for places where probability is mispriced. That's basically what all of our predictive modeling bots do.
Right.
We find the lowest risk on entries, highest potential on rewards before the consensus forms. And that's our edge. It's not about being right all the time. It's about being early when upside is asymmetric and downside is controlled. So we use statistics, data, predictive models across everything. Financial markets, crypto, real estate, business acquisitions, health optimization, travel, everything. So that's what we do. That's why we're here to teach, inform, have fun, look for blue jeeps, and, have an amazing, amazing, amazing 2026.
Right. Oh my God.
See
Here
what
we
targets
go.
we hit next week,
Yep.
and let's go east. Yeah.
Go ETH. Yep. Go ETH. Have a great 2026. Kicking it off with all these numbers. Let's hit the numbers. Hit these first ones the first this week, and then see you guys next week. Kick it off
Woo!
again. Let's go.
Go!
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.